Thank you, Allah, for the Madani environment. Thank you, Allah, for all your blessings. Thank you, Allah, for all your blessings. Thank you, Allah, for the Madani environment.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Madani Channel viewers, welcome to our series Religious Islamic Environment at Home. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode we'll be focusing on looking at what should be the focus of the entire family towards the building up of a good Islamic environment at home. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, I hope and make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal that all of us benefit from this beautiful discourse as well as many other programs that appear on Madani Channel. Let us hear about the importance and significance of sending Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned and stated to us that a person who sends one single Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the reward of that particular person? Allah azza wa jal will forgive 10 of his or her sins. Subhanallah. So may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that we are constantly sending Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. Subhanallah. Let us make good intention. What intention? Our intention should be that inshallah I'm seated, perhaps I'm focused and I'll pay total attention and listen with such keenness of trying to, inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will try to practice upon whatever important aspects of this discourse are, and I will practice upon it and share it with others, inshallah. Let us begin to change everything just merely from the state of our mind, from the state of our heart and soul, when we begin to make this intention, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah will change the course of the day. Allah will change the course of our doing act, of our act, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So, as we say today, mainly we'll be focusing on the whole family as a unity in totality. All of us, how we should be focused to ensure that every one of us is playing their role, every one of us is focused on trying to build up this important, in very, very important element of our home life. Let's ensure that in this home, it is a home that will be built on the foundation of taqwa, on the foundation of loving Allah Azza wa Jal, on the foundation of total love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his beautiful character. So, if you look at men, some pious people tell us each passing day is a page from a person's book of life. They tell us, you know, if you look at your life, innaka anta ayyam, your day, your life is only composed of days, and each passing day it is like a leaf that is taken out from what is there in your life, and it is up to that person to write a good deed or a bad deed on that page, right? However, unlike the page of a book that the reader can always refer back to, a day in life that is past is gone forever and can never be recovered. Ah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Time. How precious is time? How important is time? That time If our life is like a book that we write, a book you still can refer back to it, you can go back into the back pages and look upon it and look and check on it, you still find what you have written. But the book of our life is different. It is a book of which the page is gone and you cannot refer back to it. Thus, each day is valuable and should be utilized to its maximum potential in earning righteous deeds. So let's think of 3 days. A very important friend of Allah, a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, said that days are of three types. What? Days are of three types. One type is yesterday. A day that is passed and hence is nothing whatsoever any longer within your reach. The second day is your tomorrow. A day that in your future about which you do not know anything about, because even the future is ever changing. The third type of these 3 days is today, is now. A day that is still here and within one's control. Thus this wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla say, O man, neither should you postpone till tomorrow, nor hope that tomorrow will come. So your life is based on this current moment, at this time in which you are present, at this very hour, at this very second. What to do with this life? What to do with this time? So today is in your hands. Today is under your control. So what should be the best act? The best act is nothing else apart from pleasing Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyida Hadrat Rabia Basri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayha used to say, O man, alas, your teeth have fallen out, consuming the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, but your tongue is not worn out singing His praises. So our teeth, many of us suffering from teeth, from the tooth, egg, tooth problem, and etc. What she's saying, subhanallah, this wali of Allah, that your teeth are falling out because you're consuming the blessings of Allah. What we're eating is the risk, is the sustenance, is the blessings of Allah. But your tongue has not changed one bit in singing, in making the zikr of Allah. So your tongue hasn't gone worn out, but your teeth are falling. So where is your essence of living in this world? Another saying of saints of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that we find in front of us these days, hearing this man cast a strange look at the people. You know, you often hear people saying, this person has cast an evil eye, a nazar on that person, and this person is complaining. These are all people. And the friends of Allah used to say that a man's tawajju affected him so deeply that when he looked again, he only saw cats and dogs milling around. So regarding this, they used to say there are very few individuals who surrender totally to Allah. You know, what they're saying, that what we all see around us all the time is enemies. Because our mind is set on seeing enemies. Our mind is set on seeing somebody that you think is jealous of us. Somebody is against us. Somebody planning and plotting against us. So all we see is that evil. But why don't you change your gaze? And that your gaze should see something else. Why doesn't your gaze look around and see only the essence of your existence, which is to know and see the ma'rifat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that we can only see if our mindset and our heart and soul has got that desire to gain the pleasure of Allah in everything that we do. So what is the point we're bringing all these various or different sayings of pious people? The point we want to bring here is that if we ourselves desire to change things around us, if really that it is our sincere intention, And we are putting every effort that we can to ensure to change ourselves, to reform ourselves, and change the society, change the community, change everything that evil that we see around us, change all these evils that are taking place. Then we should begin to focus only on Allah. Change our focus. Begin to think about Allah. And in that way, then you realize that you have a role to play. Your role is that being, even if you are an individual person, be it you are a father, be it that you are a brother, be it you are a wife, be it that you are a sister, be it that you are a mother-in-law or father-in-law, when we begin to ponder and take serious consideration of who we are and why we have been created, what is the reason for all this around us, how do we change ourselves, then we begin to adopt this mission that I must strive to rectify myself, reform myself and the people in their world, then you would see things different. You won't see all around is only enemies. What you see a means to gain the ma'rifat of Allah, to know the recognition of Allah. What you see around you, everything is reminding you about Allah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have stated in a hadith Qudsi, Abdi utlubni tajudni in wajattani wajatta kulla shay. That my servant, utlubni, seek and be in search of Allah. Look for your Allah. All around you, it's reminding you about Allah. Everything is reminding you of your existence, why Allah has created you. What you should see is that you are a person in search of Allah. Look for Allah. Find your Allah. Utlubuni tajudni. Look for me, you will find me. In wajattani wajatta kulla shay. If you find Allah, if you have come to know of ma'rifat of Allah, if you're in search of Allah, you have found everything in life. So, ourselves, being it that we can be children, we ourselves, we can be a family member, and we ourselves can be a husband, you can be a father, you can be a mother, a grandmother, a mother-in-law, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, an uncle, auntie, whatever it is that is your role and your place in the structure of the family, within the structure of the family, whatever it is your role, look for your Allah. Be in search for Allah. And when you start searching for Allah, then all these things that you see around you, you only see that recognition of Allah. You would find even problems that are out there, they are there because Allah has placed them to test you. What you don't see only enemies. What you see is a means to seek and to gain the ma'rifat, to gain the pleasure of Allah. So what you see is that if you see somebody perhaps don't like you, how is a person that is supposedly to be tested by Allah, to prove myself to Allah that I am a standard bearer of Iman, I am a ghulami rasul, I am a person that will uphold to the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have Iman in my heart, I have accepted Allah, I have accepted my Nabi, I have accepted the deen, I have accepted this religion, I love Allah, I love His Rasul, I love this deen, and my whole mission in life is to save Allah. Then you'll begin to see that only what I see, if it is a test, how do I behave? How do I react? What is my response to the situation? And if you look into the life of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you certainly, definitely find an answer. That is what it means to seek for Allah. And this answer would be that it will bring you closer to Allah. So you don't see obstacles. That's what these friends of Allah are teaching us. Look at your day. The day that is gone, it is past. It is gone. Innaka anta ayam. You are only a number of days in this world. The one that is gone, you cannot bring it back. Look at the change of time, the changes that are taking place. Look at the everything around you, how it's changing. So, if you take it, it's a challenge that Allah has given me, and I have to prove myself. What you see around you is that, subhanallah, what Amir al-Sunnah has brought, what a movement is created for us, that it turns it, it is Madani Mahol, a beautiful environment of Madani, of Medina that you should surround yourself with. And if you come to this environment, you'd find yourself, you would be a person whose mission is to bring peace in your house, to bring tranquility, love, and affection based on the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your home will become a center of Islam. Your home becomes the home that is full of the light that will emanate and guide others. You yourself and your children and your wife and everybody, they will become the missionaries that are out there only to gain the pleasure of Allah by striving their utmost best to ensure that they reform themselves and they change themselves for the sake of Allah, to bring about the true recognition on earth that Allah created us to worship Him, and we can only worship Allah if we follow our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Amir al-Sunnah, in conclusion of his advices that he was giving with regard to the married couples and as well as in-laws, he says, please, my advices should be read to all family members. He says, it is my Madani request that you should attend weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtima of Dawat Islami, and all family members should offer Salah and observe fast and submit the Madani Amad booklet that you find every month. This is very, very important. Most of us don't realize, because it's so difficult in our life. We're looking for a guide, we're looking for somebody to guide us. But it's not easy to maintain discipline. You have this mentality, and the person has adopted a resolution. And most of us, alhamdulillah, we have this mindset. I want to change myself. Really, in today's time, we find many people. But how to maintain that balance, how to maintain that discipline and remain firm on that discipline, that is very difficult. And so Amir al-Sunnah, he says, come to the mahal of Dawat Islami, to the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, because there you'll find so many ways of how to keep yourself on track, you and your family, be it you as a father, be it you as a wife, be it you as a son, father-in-law, daughter-in-law. You'd find that everybody have a role. And when you begin to take this mission, and when you yourself, you play your role, and you ensure that yourself, you are following a set of guidelines that have been given, it will become easy for you to follow and to maintain that discipline that will ensure that we ourselves, we maintain a perfect religious Islamic environment. So Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, he gives us advice that all family members should offer Salah and observe Salah fast regularly and submit the Madani in Ahmad booklet every month. If possible, try your level best to listen one Sunnah inspiring speech every day that is released by Maktabatul Madina. And another point he makes that is very important, he says, we should rather every male of the house whose age is more than 20 years should travel with the Madani Kafil of Dawat Islami every month at least for 3 days with the beloved devotees of Allah Azza wa Jalla's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in order to learn and practice Sunnah. These, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, are all the avenues that are available in order for us to maintain that beautiful Islamic environment at home. And it is only through this discipline that if we establish ourselves firm on this aspect of establishing a beautiful Islamic environment, it will bring about the changes in our community, in our society, and would find that you yourself, you become an instrument towards bringing others to that direction which Allah Azza wa Jal wants us, all of us, to go to, that direction that leads us to Jannah. So we make humble dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal, He make it easy and enable us that we are able to practice upon what we learn. That Allah Azza wa Jalla make it easy for us that we can transform our homes into beautiful homes that resembles the homes that were in the time of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and will become shining light and nur for the entire world. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for the Madani environment.